Blog Talk Radio.
Seconds. I could shut it down. But anyway, welcome to the Wolf Den, everyone. I am your host, Timberwolf. And I'd like to wish everybody a Happy New Year. It's the very first show of 2016. And on this show today, I plan on basically telling you about everything that I'll be doing as far as radio programs. Especially here, and maybe some stuff for YouTube and, you know, other places too. Gotta have that drink of coffee. But anyway, I hope everybody's having a great 2016. Coming up on the Wolf's Den, especially this year, I basically want to get a little bit more in guests. So if there's anybody out there or any brony-related people out there who do something on the Internet brony-related or even animated-related by matter of fact, please let me know up on my Google Plus, or if you have my Twitter account, let me check. Tell me on my Twitter account that you would like to be a guest on the Wolf's Den. And we'll bring you right on up here. And if you do something interesting, you know, the show will be pretty interesting. I also plan on at least trying to get some of the My Little Pony voiceover actors to come up here and talk to me. It's only a 30-minute show, so hopefully I don't have to pay for it. Because, you know, a lot of the voiceover actors anymore, you have to go through their agents, and their agents sit there and say, well, for a 30-minute show with you, we have to charge you this much, you know. But there are quite a few voiceover actors out there that really will come on just for the heck of it, and, you know, talk to you about the craft that they do and other things like that. And those are nicer ones. But anyway, how many out there have actually made a New Year's resolution to, you know, not do anything that you were doing the previous year? And for the life of me, I've got quite a few New Year's resolutions, one of the ones is which to become more productive on the Internet, such as, you know, doing better at my radio shows here, doing more voiceover animation for my animations, or doing my own animations, plus doing voiceovers for other people's animations if possible, or whatever I get through the email. because I do go through a company there that hires people to do voiceovers. Mainly it's commercial stuff, and you know, I've been doing that for the past 2 months, and I haven't hit anything. So, but anyway, but one of the other New Year's resolutions that I did want to do turned around and just failed the very first day. Now this is, I mean, you can't predict accidents. So one of my New Year's resolutions was, now get this, to have an accident-free year. I made that, you know, resolution at 12 midnight, January 1st. Now, for those of you who know me, know that I do have two jobs other than what I do on the internet, which I don't get paid for. Oh, well, the other two jobs I do get paid for, but what I do on the internet I don't get paid for. Don't get me wrong on that. Like I said, one of my New Year's resolutions was to be accident-free all year. Because last year, for those of you who know me on Google Plus, have seen the picture of my arm when I got it caught in the machine. That was the worst accident I've had that year. But I've had other accidents along the way. But anyway, I also do, I deliver the local newspaper in the mornings. Well, it was kind of cold out, and I sat there, and now this was like 4 o'clock in the morning. This is 4 hours after I made my New Year's resolution. Broke that resolution right down the middle by having a slip and fall accident at the second, no, it wasn't the second house, the fourth house I went to. Because it was cold out, it was below freezing, the ground was dry, but there are certain things that when it's extremely cold below zero out, doesn't matter whether it is wet or not, and that's metal, wood, and plastic. Those things, you put them in below freezing, yeah, it's gonna have a nice surface to it. Concrete, you can do that too. It's not going to do it that much. But anyway, I'm coming off, I just delivered to this one house, and it was one of those wooden wheelchair ramps. Made it up there fine, didn't feel slippery to me, came back down through, slipped and fell. Oh, man, that, it was like, well, there went that New Year's resolution, and then I think it was Sunday. Was it Sunday? No, it was that Saturday, the day after New Year's. I went to work. Now, I work at a pet nutrition factory. We make dog and cat food. This is where the second accident comes in. Actually, I got literally attacked by a piece of machinery. Anyway, if you've noticed on some of your bags of dog food, it has a black strip across the top and the bottom, and it's like sewn on there. Well, we call that a black tape. Now, those reels weigh about 25 pounds each. I'm sweeping the floor between line three and four. I had my back turned to it, and the reel jumps off of the machine and lands on my back. Didn't get hurt, you know, but it was just due to the fact that it was considered an accident. I had to fill out an accident report. And then, what was it? I think it was yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. Yesterday, delivering papers again. We had snow on the ground. And I figured, well, snow's deep enough. It's not going to get that slippery. I tend to forget that when you're walking down a hill, any type of liquid that even remotely evaporates goes downhill and pools at the bottom of a hill. I hit the bottom of the hill and I slipped and fell again. So my New Year's resolutions to become accident-free were just done. It just, no more. But anyhow. Some of the other things I wanted to do this year was hopefully to do, like I said before, get some voiceover personalities up here, maybe get some of the people as far as some of you bronies and Peggy sisters up here, you know, to just for a chat talk and find out why you became a brony or Peggy sister and what got you interested in the show. We can do that. Let's see now, what else we got here? Oh, also I plan on doing more animation on Plotagon. I can't do anything pony related there, sorry. That's just something else I do. Now, songs I do. I remake songs. Well, I'll tell you that right after I missed out on my station notification, have I? No, I haven't. Okay, well, I can tell you about that right now. I remake songs. For those of you who have checked out my SoundCloud, probably heard the song Luna, which is a remake of... I forget which one. But let me make that. Short-term memory loss. I'm getting old. Amanda by Waylon Jennings. Other than that, some of you have heard, which is a big hit, I'll Never Smoke Weed with Twilight Again, even though it doesn't have the music to it, just has words. That has got over 500 watches on it, or 500 views on it, you know, ever since it came to be about 3 to 6 months ago, something like that there, which is amazing. But anyway, I take songs like that, and I make it into a pony-type song. And I'll be playing one here today. I will be playing one here today for you, and I'm not going to tell you what it is. Well, I'll tell you what it is before I play it, okay? Don't get your manes in an uproar. So... anyhow, but like I said, I do have it's a new remake of a song, and I'll tell you about, losing the mic. Actually, I'm losing the telephone here. See, I'm doing this show through the telephone. excuse me, and I don't know how much money this is costing me. I got a 10 cent a minute charge, so it ain't going to cost me too much. But anyway, we're going to pause for 1 second for station identification. If I can... hang on here. I guess we won't be pausing for station identification. Oh, no wonder. Duh, me. Hitting the wrong key.
You're listening to The Wolf's Den on TWOLF The Wolf in the Everfree Forest.
Oh, there we go. Oh, I'm sitting there. I'm right-clicking instead of left-clicking. Sorry, people. It's been one of the... I think I've tripped and fell too much this year. I think I've gotten brain damaged. No, but actually, I try not to be in a hurry too much. And another one of my New Year's resolutions was to be more productive at work and be on time. Well, I'm always on time for work. It's getting up and delivering the papers. That's where I have a slight problem at. So one of my New Year's resolutions was to turn around and wake up early enough to get the papers done. And I've also penalized myself for every half hour that I'm late, I owe the company $5. So, like I always say, it's always nice to, you know, it's nice to have a New Year's resolution, but to break it, I mean, if you break it, you know, because you're just being lazy or something like that there, then fine, penalize yourself. But the accident-free type deal, have an accident-free your type of deal. Sometimes accidents are exactly what they are. They're accidents. You cannot avoid them. You can do your best, but So I don't penalize myself on that one. And like I said, another thing was to keep up to date on everything that I'm doing, because I've let a lot of things slide, especially my homepage, Lucky Pup Productions homepage. That has not been updated in the past 2 to 3 months, and I should be updating that, and I'll probably will update that shortly after the show. Also, I want to try, like I said, in the music department, I'll be finding more and more music that I can turn into pony-type music. So, for your listening enjoyment. Now, before I put this song on, I want to wait for the heater to shut off here, if you can hear it in the background. I do live in a basement apartment, so sorry. The heater, the heating unit which heats the whole house, is about 20 feet away from me, and it's like there's no other place I can put this. It's centrally located to where I don't want to put it too close to the windows, because it gets too cold over there. And everything else. So I got it. It's like right behind me. I can reach over and touch my bed. So it's not a small apartment. Also, another New Year's resolution, before I forget, is to save a lot more money. And I think that's why I'm putting in the penalties and everything else. Okay. Anywho. Oh, also, another thing I'll be doing this year is more comedy. I'm going to try to get a comedy routine started for My Little Pony type of comedy, which will include You Might Be a Brony, which is probably going to be the first comedy that I put out. And I hope to have it out before next month. Either February or March, it should be out in. So anyway. Now, the song that, this is a brand new remake. I tried to put it up on SoundCloud. The only problem is, I put everything else up on SoundCloud. It wasn't rejected for copyright. This song, for some odd reason, was rejected for copyright. Even though I've changed the words to it around, I found a song called Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett. Now, after listening to that a couple times, I automatically started rewording it, and I made it into Ponyville. So now, for your listening pleasure, my rendition of Margaritaville as Ponyville. Have a listen and enjoy.
Nibbling on my apple cake, watching the sun bake. All the ponies run around, strumming my six string. On my front porch swing, smelling those carrots that begin to boil. Wait to hear it again down here in Ponyville, searching for my last lick of salt. Some ponies claim that there's a every season, nothing to show but the brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty. They say it's my cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. And I wasted it again now. looking for my next lick of salt. Some ponies claim that there's a billy to blame. Now I think, hell, it could be Spike's fault. I blew out a flip-flop, stepped on a pop-top, cut my hoop, I had a limp on back home. But there's hot cider in a blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that'll help me hang on. And I wasted again down here in Bonnyville, searching for my next lick of salt. Ponies claim that there's a billy to blame, and I know it's my own damn fault.
And that was my little pony-fied rendition of Margaritaville called Ponyville. That was just recorded about an hour and a half before I had to go on air here. So if it sounds kind of I didn't have quite too much chance of practice at it, let alone doing the volumes and everything else. So please, hopefully you'll forgive me for that. And so that's song number, what, four? I got so many other songs that I can convert into pony songs that blows your mind. Like I said, I've got Luna, Nightmare Moon Rising, now Ponyville, I'll Never Smoke Weed with Twilight Again. Hopefully I'll get the background music for that. There was another song that I was going to do. Somebody else already did it, but they did it in such a way that it didn't quite fit. It fit, but didn't quite. If I can pronounce his name right, Geodesic Dragon did a song called Pretty Pony, which is a Roy Orbison song for Pretty Woman. Now, I plan on redoing that myself, but I'll still give him the credit for it. Instead of writing it as Pretty Pony, I'll have it as Pretty Filly, which fits a heck of a lot better than Pretty Pony. I mean, Pretty Pony works, but not to the extent of being better. So I plan on doing that one. Hopefully I'll do another one called Behind Barn Doors, which is a Charlie Rich's song, Behind Closed Doors. I plan on getting that one out, too. A couple Hank Williams Jr. songs. I find it easier to convert country music songs into Ponyville songs real well. I mean, it just... But the two Hank Williams Jr. songs are going to be pretty much back-to-back. All My Rowdy Ponies Are Coming Over Tonight and All My Rowdy Ponies Have Settled Down. Those... As soon as I can get the karaoke versions of that, I'll be doing that. So there's like about 6-7 songs that are right there all together I'll have under my belt. And hopefully what I'll probably try to do is, since I can't really put those up on SoundCloud because of copyright and YouTube because of copyright, more than likely I'll probably just do them up and just post them on my Google or just... you know, do a little thing to it and post a little link up to Twitter, you know, just for the hell of it, you know. So as you can see, yes, I do have things going on. And, you know, some people have asked me, they go, Timber, how the heck do you get these songs like this? Well, when I'm at work, I'm always very careful at work. I'm always doing my work, and I'm always doing it on time, doing it efficiently. But my mind tends to wander. Of course, it's sort of like a Rainbow Dash type of thing. When she goes and flies, she's flying, but her eyes are constant, and she can be talking to you, but she's constantly scanning the ground, and she remembers things. So basically, I'm working, I remember everything that's going on around me, but I'm also coming up with stuff out of my head, which keeps me working all day long. As a matter of fact, it makes the day go by a lot faster. So I take songs that, you know, just pop into my head, and, you know, within an hour and a half, 2 hours into the work, I've already got, like, half done, the next musical score. And that's how I get it done. I don't know how I do it without killing myself in an accident or something like that there. Don't ask. I have no idea how I do it. It just comes. Oh, but anywho, we got about 3 minutes left in the show. And one of my followers at Google Plus or G Plus wanted me to try to create a ponyfied song to a religious song. Now, that's one thing I really don't want to do, because if I do something like that there, then I've got the religious groups after me calling me a blasphemous, and, you know, that shouldn't be done, and I don't want to have, you know, picketers sitting out in front and having threats made against my life and shit like that there. So I don't really do that. And that's all I need to be done. I mean, it's bad enough I'm a brony and a furry, and people in the religious sect don't really like furries or bronies because they call them devil worshippers. Most of them do. Trust me, they do, because I've heard it. and I just tend to walk away from that as best I can. So I try to keep religion out of the fandom altogether. There's my religious side, there's my work ethics, there's my, you know, brony side, there's my, you know, furry side, there's, you know, and I do all that. I try to keep everything separate. But anyway, we got less than a minute, a little bit more than a minute actually, left in the program. I'd like to hear your views on my song that you just heard. Maybe if you have a rock and roll song that you think might be able to convert it into a Ponyville type song, let me know, and I'll see what I can do with it. I'm not sure, but give it a try anyway. It's kind of hard to it's kind of hard to turn around and do a show when all of a sudden something comes in your ear. 90 seconds. It's like, okay, booth. anywho, I forget I'm doing a radio show, and the other people at the other end keep telling you how much time you've got left. But anyway, in this last 50 seconds here, 60 seconds, let me know what you think of the show. We do have, these shows are saved on a podcast, so at any time, if you turn around and have a friend who might want to hear it, you know, hear one of my radio shows, tell them to come to blogtalkradio.com / TWLF The Wolf. They'll be there. Okay, so until next time, this is Timberwolf saying, have a great day, Happy New Year, and I'll catch you next time. Catch you on the flip side. Goodbye.